The Gospel for Saturday of the 15th week of Ordinary Time is Matthew 12, 14-21. The Pharisees went out and took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. When Jesus realized this, he withdrew from that place. Many people followed him, and he cured them all. But he warned them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through Isaiah the prophet. Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I delight, I shall place my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not contend or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory, and in his name the Gentiles will hope. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, in this chapter 12 of Matthew, tensions between Jesus and the Pharisees come to a climax. We see that the Pharisees accuse Jesus of working with Satan, and they begin to plot his death. In turn, Jesus reveals more of his true identity. He says that he's greater than the prophet Jonah, greater than King Solomon, and even greater than the temple. At the same time, Jesus also reveals the true nature of his adversaries. They are collaborators with Satan because they oppose Israel's Messiah. All this happens in chapter 12, but the gospel that we hear today follows the event where Jesus is confronted by the Pharisees for allowing his disciples to pick the grain of wheat on Sabbath. And right after that, also on the Sabbath, Jesus healed the withered hand of a person. And this really set the Pharisees off, and they decided to take counsel and put him to death. Put him to death. These are the leaders of the religion of Israel, and they are plotting to kill God. My dear family, the fall of humanity through sin has blinded us in such a way that when we have an interest, we are capable of killing others. There are many ways of killing, but even the actual physical killing is becoming more common. Just this morning, we had the news in Pakistan of this young lady being murdered by her brother as an honor killing. And it's quite common in areas where Christianity is not a strong presence. And even among us Christians, how easily we are getting used to killing. We have killing through abortion, killing through euthanasia, the death penalty, different ways of killing. In matter of fact, the Holy Father, St. John Paul II, warned us that as we forget about the Lord Jesus, we leave the way open for the culture of death. It's a mentality where death becomes more and more acceptable and prevalent. And so we cannot take for granted ever the gift of our faith. It is through Jesus Christ that the Holy Spirit comes to us and we have this deep respect for all human life. Without Christ at the center, we begin to lose this. And so now they're persecuting Jesus to kill him, and he withdraws from the place where he was doing the ministry. And many people follow him, and he continues the ministry. He cured them all. So healing was not something that Jesus did every once in a while. During his public ministry, this was very, very common. Jesus came to heal the entire person, body and soul. He brought about healing through his love, through his presence. And so it should be today as well, that in the Christian community we have this power of love to bring about healing. A lack of this is a sign of the impoverishment of our faith. But he warned the people not to make him known because he was under persecution. This shows us that it is permissible for a Christian under persecution to hide, to try to avoid being killed, but not by denying Jesus, not by giving up their commitment to him. And so Jesus withdrew from that place of danger, but he continued to do the will of the Father always and to heal the sick. Then we have this beautiful prophecy from Isaiah. It's actually Isaiah 42, verses 1 to 4 in the Old Testament. Behold my servant whom I have chosen. We have already heard this, remember, during the baptism of Jesus. A voice came from heaven and said this, Behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom I delight. So at the same time that Jesus is being persecuted to death, the Word of God brings us in touch with this prophecy. This one who's persecuted is no less than the Son of God, the beloved of the Father, whom we persecute. And we do that every time we sin. How awful this is. How it hurts the heart of Jesus to know that we're grieving his Father when we offend him. And the prophecy of Isaiah continues, I shall place my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. So while the Jews themselves, the leaders of the Jews, are seeking to kill him, the Holy Spirit will come and enlighten the pagans, the Gentiles. Thanks be to God. Because unless you're from Jewish descent, you are from the Gentiles. And by the grace of God, you love Jesus and you have received this gift of faith. And so the Lord will not contend or cry out. All this that follows shows his meekness. He is not seeking confrontation. He's not seeking to battle against the Pharisees. But unfortunately, the Pharisees will continue to persecute him and put him to death. These words, Behold my servant whom I have chosen, will again come up later on in Matthew chapter 17 in the Transfiguration. And again, so there's three times in the Gospel that we hear, Behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I delight. So today, let us delight in the Lord. Let us choose the Lord in our lives and be ready to be rejected and persecuted for his sake. God bless you.